Here we go. Sorry, for those of you who are used to someone standing on a stage. I just felt incredibly uncomfortable, and I like to see your faces. Will you do me a favor? Will you bring that whiteboard back over? So, how many of you, this is your first time to come to the for this entire weekend? Tonight's the only meeting you were able to come to.
All
right, well, you have a lot to catch up on. I mean, we went through a lot of scriptures today, didn't
we?
Yeah, we talked about some really weird stuff. I think we talked about the Nephilim at one point.
Nephilim.
See, I told you we got weird, didn't we? Yeah, you're supposed to say that part too.
You say we snack om next som är löje.
We've talked about demons.
Ytterligare antar.
We've talked about healing.
Gröjing.
There's a lot that I didn't get to cover that I love to talk about.
Det är next som inte tosa om som är damar väl att tosa om.
I love all the gifts of the Spirit.
Men damar väl alla gåvor antans.
One of my first experiences with anything remotely supernatural.
Det första som jag upplevde som var hinaga vid det övernaturliga.
Was when I had prayed something every day for a month.
Var då jag hade bett något en från en av de dagarna hela månaden.
Something I had prayed in secret.
Något som jag bett i lönndom.
And I had this person prophesy to me.
Vi hade en person som kom och profeterade över mig.
Because at the end of the month, I had literally been saying the words, "God, do you hear me?"
Till ändan av månaden då hade jag sagt att jag orden Gud hör du mig.
You ever get the feeling like your prayers are hitting the ceiling and just falling back down on you? Yeah. Well, when I went to this church where they actually scheduled prophecy. I didn't know you could do that. They would do prophetic appointments. It was like they had God on the books to come every third Sunday. Well, this person says, Michael, God knows. And then he quoted the prayer that I had made in secret, word for word. Now, how many of you think that you might pray more if you knew that God heard your prayers? How many of you might even pray for more things if you knew that he heard your prayers? Yeah, see, I didn't know this guy. And I'm a man.
William Aver.
And so I was doing everything I could to not cry in front of him. But that's what prophecy will do in the church. The secrets of men's hearts are laid bare or laid open. And they'll fall on their face and declare God is real. So I didn't get to cover much of that this weekend. But I do have a 6-part series on hearing God, prophecy, words of knowledge.
Men jag har en lektion här över 6 parter som talar om profetier om att höra Gud.
And giving prophetic words.
Och ger profetiska ord och kunskaper.
So we've got those in the back on a little USB drive.
Det är en jam här efter.
We're selling them for 300 kroner.
Vi säljer dem för 300 kronor.
And then I've also got this journal.
Så en journal här.
And this journal is about helping people overcome strongholds of the mind.
Och det är för att hjälpa folk att säkra och vuvistjuna det. Fästningen som demoner har utan löve.
How many of you in the room have felt like you have been trying to overcome this emotional issue in your life?
Hur många tycker ni här inne har strust vi och kurst andra känslor till er löve?
And you feel like you're just sort of going around the same path over and over again.
Och det teaches att de färre som lär i omater och omater.
You see, that's why we created this. See, I had struggled with rejection and abandonment most of my life. Because my dad took off when I was age 4.
Tu pappa men han for framar då jag var 4 år gammal.
And I would sabotage every relationship I had.
Och först förhållande som jag hade till då jag ölledja.
Especially with people I worked for.
Och särskilt med folk som jag arbetade för.
Or the opposite sex.
Eller motsatta könet.
And so the process that God took me through is what I want to talk about tonight.
Han tillgången som Gud ledde mig i djöknen till det som jag tar som här kväll.
And it resulted in this journal and the message I'm giving you tonight.
Och ursprungligen det här var hänt en boklängren eller journalen här på ett och det som jag tar som kväll.
So when I was about, I guess this was 2011, somewhere around there. I gave a message at my church, the upper room. And the message was about how family helps us overcome. That early on in the church, people didn't call their pastors pastor.
Fölts inte hiran eller samkomlejarna för samkomlejare.
They called them father.
De kallade dem för fäder.
And when it came to people that you were in church with,
och de som du varst och mötte samman vid,
they were considered brothers and sisters in Christ.
De var skurd vara bröder och systrar i Herren.
So the thing that God made was when he created the church, he created a family.
Då Gud skapade samkomna, då skapade han en familj.
Because it was family that they were going to need when things got really hard.
To have a family som tar man törva och ta ut ta att bli sträven.
And that's one thing the Bible promises you that nobody ever mentions. How many of you like the promises of God?
Hur många damer lyfter Guds?
You know one promise nobody ever talks about?
Att lyfta som man inte talar om.
In this life, you will have problems.
Att lyfta är att vi har som livet färdigt att ha trubbelar.
It's a promise.
Det är ett löfte.
But nobody likes to talk about that promise.
Men tell löfte vill ingen ta så om.
Now when you look at the early apostles.
Då kikar jag till de första apostlarna.
Do you notice that they didn't get to choose each other?
Lät mestla tärsla på sig välja kvar annan.
Who chose them to be a part of the 12?
För valde de att vara part av de 12?
Was there like an electoral process?
En sådan utvälningar tillgångt.
Did they get voted in?
Blev de stämmer in?
No, Jesus handpicked them.
Jesus han utvalde där.
Now, have you ever looked at the kind of people he handpicked to be together?
Har du någon gång hukt efter de folk som han har utvalt skulle vara samman?
See, we all like to look at the apostles like they were these perfect creatures.
Vi hittar att det är en apostel som om de var fullkomna skapningar.
Yeah, we see James and John.
Vi ser Jakob och Johannes.
Displaying a spirit of racism and murder.
Som uttrycker att rasism och vilja dräpa.
When they want to call down fire on the Samaritans.
Tala vill kalla ner eld i samarierna.
But look at this. There's one guy I saw Jesus. You see him. He brings these 12 together.
Jesus han för dessa 12 samman.
Knowing that they didn't choose each other.
Vetande att de inte valt på en annan.
Much like many of us did not choose one another.
Som vi har helt inte valt på en annan.
But God chose them.
Men Gud utvalde dem.
And he said, guess what? Your family.
Och vid det kvart tid er familja.
You don't hear any of them raise any objections, do
they? Till ungen som mot malte tui.
But when you find out the kind of people he put together.
Men då du finner det ut vad slä av folk han sätter samman.
You would think that there were objections.
Så vill du helt att ha var ungen som mot malte.
For example.
Till dömes.
How many of you know what Simon the Zealot was?
Hvor at kun vita hvor Simon Zeloteren var?
Any of you know why he was called the Zealot?
Vita at kun han var kallaður Zeloteren?
Do you know who the Zealots were?
Vita at kun hesa Zeloteren var?
These were people that wanted to revolt and rebel against their Roman occupiers.
Tær sum vildu gera upprastur. We molded them Romverians who had to hashtage Atlanta.
They wanted to fight and use physical violence to get free from their Roman oppressors.
They wanted to berjas och strujas och bli våldlig för att släppa en vis här hashtaggen av allt.
They were known to make knives out of glass and bone.
They were kända för att göra knivar ur glas och ben.
And secretly slip in and stab but someone in the side and kill them.
Och snurja sig fram ut och så stinka att det är inne i synen omkring för att dräpa dig.
Even if they were Jewish people that looked as though they were serving the Roman Empire.
Sjálvt um ta bara voru jötar sum sá út til at hær tanto romverjunum.
Simon was one of those people.
Simon var ein tarra.
A zealot.
Ein zealotter.
There was also another guy named Matthew.
Ein annars með Matthias.
Matthew was a tax collector.
Han var ein tollare.
Tax collectors were hated by zealots.
Og tollare var hatair av zealotum.
Actually, tax collectors were hated by everybody.
Ta var hatair av öllum.
Because tax collectors served the Roman Empire collecting taxes for almost everything.
Tu tollarnir tær voru tær sum innkrautus skattar fyrir romverjarnar.
How many of you love taxes?
Kus nei kvæð drama vel skatt.
You guys have it worse than I do.
Tí tað verja nei.
You pay a crazy amount of taxes.
Tí tað ølja nei kvæð skatt.
Now, tax collectors in the time of Jesus,
og Jesus dövun, tað var
tollarnir. Every kind of possible tax.
Ta kunnu innkrevja alt slæ av skatta.
And then would even add a few dollars to this.
Og lata alludes in retreat
for themselves.
Til sin sjós.
So they were thieves.
So ta var tjóvar.
See, tax collectors were exactly the kind of people that a person like Simon would come up and stab.
Og tollar var akkurat þess slæi af fólki sum fólk sum Simon kom og stungu ein.
And then Jesus puts them together in a group.
Og Jesus han setta saman ein bólk.
And he says, if you're my disciples,
um tit er lærsmanna mínir,
people will know it.
So fer fólk að vita ta.
By your love for one another.
Tu vegna tykkra kærleika kvør til annan.
Do you see how that doesn't make any sense?
Sjóðu tit hata jevich mining.
I mean, yet this was God's idea.
Hetta var Guds atlan.
You see, I think he knew that if they could overcome their problems with one another,
han visste om tær klara og sunna trúplagar innan húsis,
and become lovers of one another,
og for at elska kvar annan,
then there is nothing this world could throw at them.
So er ta onki hesin heimurin kan kasta at dem.
That they couldn't overcome later.
So ta ikki klara at sikra oss hetna.
Now I preached a full message on this.
Et hosa ein heilan boðskap um hetta.
And then I fell flat on my face in one of the worst sins in my life.
So fall at lyra vegna einar størstu syndnum í lífi.
The message I preached,
boðskapin sem eg ber fram,
I was about to need
for it at hava brúk fyrir.
Now, my sin was not necessarily what you would consider the sin of most pastors.
Syndin sum eg heyr var ikki tann syndin sum flestu fyrstumenn hava.
My sin was fear.
Mun synd var ætta.
Believe it or not, fear is a sin.
Ætta er ein synd.
How many times in the scriptures does it say, do not fear?
Hvussu ofta stendur í skriftene at óttast ikki?
I mean, I think it says that more than any other command.
Eg haldi meir enn eg annað boð ver hetta sagt óttast ikki.
Right?
Shall I?
My sin was the fear of rejection.
Og mucha meir ver syndin ætta eva vera rekkaver.
I had finally let my rejection issues harm me so much that I wanted to take my own life. I had sabotaged a relationship with a girl I was supposed to marry. And I was finally ready to just give up. See, at that time, many people looked at me and they thought, how could he fall so low?
Og nei hugt eftir mér og hugsa altså hvussu kunni hann falla so lágt.
I mean that guy, he's seen miracles.
Hann sé undur.
And they were right.
Og ta passar.
I've seen flat feet change shape right in front of my eyes.
Eg hann sé fötur sum plattfótar sum hava brutt skap framan fyrir eigin munn.
I literally watched people that had flat feet, no arches.
Eg hann sé fötur sum hava plattfótar.
And I watched their feet.
Vi saw fötunar.
As I pray, gain arches.
So sum blivu bentar sum vanligan fót.
I mean, I can't tell you how many times I saw that one miracle over and over and over again.
Kann ich sie, ich habe schon tell für kus oft es so harter stei unter hände um atter.
I'd seen deaf ears open up.
Ich habe sehr Dave Euro opnae.
I have video of this stuff.
Ich habe Video of it.
And medical documentation for it.
We have es eine lachnalia wortane für da.
And yet here I am in a depression.
We are in a depression.
With hopelessness.
Vi vonlausa.
That's so bad that I don't want to live anymore.
Og it's so ringt that I should live longer.
See, from the outside looking in, it didn't make sense to anybody.
So it got this meaning for Nakran.
And I'm going to need family in this time to overcome.
Och hesa tojna har vi bruk för en familj för att kunna överkomma det.
I actually had to come under church discipline.
Emma kom under samkomma disciplin.
Now church discipline is not about punishment.
Det är inte en straff.
Let me say something. God does not punish his children.
Straffar inte barn sina.
No parents punish their kids.
Föräldrar straffar inte barn sina.
Not if they're good parents.
Inte om de är goda föräldrar.
They discipline their kids.
De disciplinerar sina barn.
To get those kids to change their behavior.
Så att äldborna blir brötter.
But they don't punish them.
De straffar dem inte.
If God was into punishing his kids,
om Gud var att han som straffar sina barn,
then all of us would have a one-way ticket to hell.
Så hade kvar anstegra av och kunna haft en envägsfärja till helvetes.
Did he give us what we deserved?
Det är han som ger oss det som vi har uppbörjat.
See, that's not what he's about.
Det är inte det som han drar sig om.
He's not about giving people what they deserve.
Han ger inte folk det som de har uppbörjat.
He's about reform.
Han inser att bryta.
He's about delivering us from our problems.
Att utfri oss från våra trubbelheter.
Now my problem was, I had seen so many miracles.
Min trubbelhet var att jag hade sett så många under.
That when it came to the issues of my heart,
så det kom till trubbelheterna som var i munnen hjärta.
I was expecting God to sort of zap it.
Så väntade jag Gud simpelthen för att bara komma och ordna det på en gång.
And all of a sudden, I'm healed.
Och så allt i ena skulle jag vara grötter.
What if there are some things that he doesn't zap?
Can I
propose to you an idea?
Kan jag ge dig ett hugskott?
You are free to disagree with me. Is it possible that there are some things that we are meant to overcome?
Som vit skulle sikra å.
I went through this process of learning how to overcome my rejection and abandonment.
If for jukna tilgongt at læra at sikra á hestur evrevræka við og vera forsømtur.
You see there's some scriptures that we need to cover.
Tí nokkur skriftir sum við skal dekka.
Your Bible. Open up to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
Kapítil 10.
Chapter 10, we're going to read verse 3 through verse 5.
1 Korinth 10 fra vers 3 til vers 3 til 5. 1 Corinthians 10, 3 to 5.
Yes.
Åto atler sama andalja mat, drukko atler sama andalja drikk, tu der drukko av hinnon andalja klette, og fyllte taimon og klettren ver Kristus. Tau hever god ongan tokka til flesta av taimon, och där var det alldeles slitna nyer i ögonmörsarna.
What are our battles really against?
Vad är våra bärdar emot?
You see, I thought my problem was all the people who were rejecting me.
Jag helt att mina bärdar var de som var emot mig.
But it says our problems are not against flesh and blood.
Men våra
Paul says that in Ephesians, right?
Paulus säger i Efesbrevet att våra bärdar inte mot blod och eld.
Who are we warring against?
Fören bärjas vid emot.
It's not the people who have hurt us.
Det är inte de folken som har sårat oss.
I had to submit myself to the parents in my family, my church family.
Jag måste undergeva mig till föräldrarna och min andliga familj.
And walk through a process of repentance.
Och gå en tillgång av omvändning.
Remember I said, well, for those of you who weren't here, I said that repentance doesn't just mean changing our behavior.
Att vända vi mest inte att vi bara bryta attbord.
Though it does mean that.
Det mest det är.
But it also sometimes means changing the way we think.
Men det mest är att vi bryta maten vi huxar på.
Paul will say this.
Paulus säger detta.
In Romans 12:2.
I Romarbrevet 12:2.
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world.
Vær ikke lenger styrt av tankene i hesten hjemme.
But be transformed.
Men vær endurnyttet.
And then he's going to tell you how you get transformed.
Og så sier han hvordan du blir endurnyttet.
By the renewing of your mind.
Vi endurnyttet sinnestikkere.
Means you actually have to change the way you think.
Att du bryter huxarna hårt.
problem is, is most of us are not aware of everything we think. That's why we have something called the subconscious mind. Not everything we think is on the surface level. Sometimes it's buried beneath what we think is reality. Now, if Paul tells us that we're supposed to take every thought captive, how can you take something captive that you aren't aware exists? How do you take something captive that's subconscious? I've got an answer for you.
Yeah, it's fair till the come.
Men, brace yourselves.
Men, hold fast.
I'm sorry.
Chatter out there.
It's called your emotions.
Chancellor Tikara.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, that passer.
I said it.
You say that.
You actually have emotions.
Men, tid hava chancellor.
All of you.
For anstaker out there come.
Though we might try to pretend like they're not there, you're only hurting yourself by ignoring them. It's called living in denial. You see, my problem was fear of rejection, right? But the thing was, I wasn't aware of when that rejection was getting triggered. I wasn't aware of when I was thinking these negative thoughts. And so instead, what I began to do was every night I would pay attention, I would do a survey of my day. And I would ask myself, what was I feeling?
Og spurði meg sjálvan hvað føldi eg.
Now, I wasn't looking for the positive emotions.
Eg leitaði ikki eftir tað positive emotionum.
I was asking myself the question, when did I feel something negative?
Og eg heldi spurði nær føldi eg nakað negativt.
Now, this is hard for men.
Hetta torsfurst fyrir menn.
The only negative feeling we know that we have.
Ta einasta negativa kenslan vit vita at vit hava.
Is anger.
Vreie.
But there are other feelings.
Ta eru anna kenslur.
And anger is actually your cover up.
Og vreie ta sum tú brúkar at fjala tað við.
It protects you from the other negative feelings.
Ta fjala tað frá øllum hinum negativa kenslunum.
You see, women are entirely in touch with their emotions.
To chancellor, now kvinnur hava sore samband við sinna chancellor.
But men, we've been taught to be ashamed of our emotions.
Men við menn eru lærðir at skutja okkara chancellor.
So I would ask myself, when did I feel something that was sad?
Nær føldi eg nakað sum var keilut.
Now, sad can come in two different forms.
Ta kan koma på ymiska mátar.
It can come in guilt.
Ta kan koma í skuldakenslu.
Or it can come in shame.
At least come.
Guilt is sadness over something we have done.
At hava skuldafølslu at vera kjettur nakað.
And we're told that that's a godly thing. For it is godly sorrow or sadness that leads us to repentance.
Tu te er endan her tan
godly sorrow
that a good homily at chatter it has an lie lumvendan.
I got you, didn't I? Sucker. All right. Guilt is sadness over something we have done.
So fast.
Guilt is sadness over something. If I mouth it really
loudly.
Whereas shame is sadness over who we are.
Og skam en kjensla yfir hvor vit eru.
You see, shame was never supposed to be part of the human experience.
Og skam skuldi aldri ongandi vera partur av tað sum menneskja upplivdu.
None of us were ever supposed to feel sad about who we are.
Ongin okkara skuldi vera kjettur yvir hvor vit eru.
Because God didn't create mistakes.
Tí Gud skapti ikki feilir.
But shame is a major part of the human condition.
Men støvan som människan attne är öljad med fångt av skam.
That destroys our lives.
Som ödelägger våra liv.
The enemy's main ambition.
Och ändamålet eller attlanen tjå fuggandan hon är
is to get you locked into a place of shame.
If what the last and in you and stay your scum.
See, it's not just that you did something bad.
It's better to judge the nagger som a skift.
It's that you are something
men
bad.
Men det är att du är nagger avlet.
You see, it's diabolical.
Det är öjligt.
So I would ask myself this question: when did I feel something sad?
Och så borde man när känt en nagger som var chelet.
When did I feel afraid?
När följde jag med bänknan?
Now, men we know that we don't ever feel that, right?
Vi men vet att vi inte bänknar för någon.
And when it comes to sadness, the only time we feel sadness is if our dog dies.
Är vi hunden dör.
That's it.
Till annan grunden.
But here's the thing: you're never going to get free.
Men du är omgång till förlöster.
Of your bad thinking. Until you can realize it's there. And the only way you're going to realize it's there is if you pay attention to your emotions. Let me give you an example. Let's do a little practice exercise. If I was to ask you to write down every negative thought you had today, how many of you would be able to do it really quickly? Maybe a few of you.
Okay.
Now, if I was to ask you to write down every negative feeling you had today, how many of you think you could probably do that? You get my point. You see, emotions are what scream to us that something is wrong. For instance, let me evoke an emotion in you right now. Let's see if it causes your body to scream at you. Close your eyes. Now, I want you to think about your favorite dessert.
Jag vill att du skulle huxa om tikkara intes dessert.
And it's sitting right in front of you.
Och hon är bänt framför dig.
And then somebody hands you a fork.
Och onkel kommer vi en gaffel.
And then you take that fork and you pull off one piece of that dessert.
Och du tar en gaffel och först en liten bit av det.
And then you put it in your mouth.
Och du kör det i munnen.
And that first taste.
Och så första smaken som du har.
What's it causing your mouth to do?
Kaffe att munnen jag tar agera.
Is your stomach beginning to growl? Is your mouth beginning to salivate? You see, I planted a thought in your head. And when I did that, your body created a physical emotion.
Skapte en fysisk känsla.
A physical sensation.
Nåka en fysisk känsla.
Called hunger.
Som äter svångt.
Look, all of your emotions are physical sensations.
Och för ansta känsla som det här är nåka som uttryckt fysiskt.
When you're afraid, where do you feel it?
Ta du spänning för följd då?
You feel it in your chest. Tightness in your chest.
Ta spänning.
When you're anxious.
Ta du
You have a test to take tomorrow and you haven't studied for it. What are you feeling? You have a project that was supposed to be done for your boss 3 days ago. Right? You feel it, don't you? And when you're sad and you've lost the person you love, where do you feel it? You feel it in your gut. This is supposed to be the seat of your emotion. The seat of your soul. That's where you get the expression gut-wrenching.
Pain.
So whenever I would notice that I felt sad or afraid, whenever I felt guilt, shame, or fear, or anger. Now if I felt anger, usually I'd have to ask another question.
So my experience and an spurning.
What is this anger protecting me from?
Kvad verger hesen and am vrei me fra.
What am I trying to avoid? It's usually one of these things. Not always, but usually. The next question I would ask is, what was I thinking about? You see, now you can find that subconscious thought. See, when you recall when you had a negative emotion, and you ask yourself the question, what was I thinking about when I was feeling afraid? You see, for me, this is where I discovered the lies, the lies I believed about myself. When I started writing these lies down on a piece of paper,
and I could
see it from outside of myself,
it's
amazing how much it unravels. That's why when James says, confess your sins to one another, that you may be healed. See, when you bring things into the open, they lose their power. So here's how it would work for me. Let's say I'm dating a girl. It's starting to get very serious. And suddenly I'm feeling afraid.
Well,
at the end of the day, I would say, why was I feeling afraid? Well, I was thinking about the fact that my girlfriend didn't text me back. After I had texted her just 2 minutes ago. What am I really thinking about? She doesn't love me anymore. And for some reason, I think I need her love.
So have you brook for hennar kærleika?
Can you see the problem?
So that it's troublegan.
You see, I was still chasing after the person who was walking away.
Er renni enn at annan type person som for oss der.
See, my father abandoned me.
Pop mun for framar.
That taught me I wasn't worth loving.
Ta fortalt dem at it is your virtue blue elskaver.
And the only way I would get my worth back was if I could get the person who walked away. So my worth was constantly being defined by somebody else.
Så virtue jag mer var att att kunna definiera av någon annan.
And if you're defining your worth by what somebody else thinks of you,
och vis tur att finna to shows vi och vad andra hugger om te.
You will always feel worthless.
Så vill alltid föla till virusläsan.
You don't need to find your worth in someone else.
Inte finna till viru I onkeln öron.
And here's where the renewal of the mind takes place. I am worth the blood of Jesus.
I är värd det blod Jesus är.
I have worth because God has made me in his image.
I have a virre to god have skapt mig och synne mint.
We know someone's worth by what someone will pay for it.
Vita virje onkron vegna tek vad onkron vill gjalda fyrir da.
And Jesus, an infinite God,
an almottir god, o almarskavir god,
paid for me,
betalde fyrir mig,
with his own blood,
vi sunn egna blåa.
Therefore I have infinite worth.
Tui hev e evit virje.
I don't need somebody else's love.
Ja, vi skal bruke fyrir kærleik og onkron øron.
Because I have the love of God.
To ear have a Guds kärleika.
And he has all the love I need.
Och han har all den kärleika som jag har bruk för.
Do you get it?
Skilja det där.
Look, this works for everything.
Hetta virkar för en kvän.
It's called the renewal of the mind.
Hetta är tosar om att ändra nuchan sinnestikar.
Be transformed.
Vär ombrott.
I did this every single night for 3 months.
Gjorde det först enaste kväll I 3 månader.
And every morning when I discovered the truth,
kvann morgon då jag fann det av sanningen,
I would get up every morning and I would say the words, God, thank you that you love me.
Då vaknade jag kvann morgon då först och säger väl tack Gud att du älskar mig.
Thank you that your love is all the love I will ever need.
Och tack Gud att din kärlek är den enaste kärlek jag bruk för.
Thank you that you'll never leave me. You'll never forsake me.
Tack att du omgång till förstår mig, för omgång till att räcka mig.
Thank you that you'll always be with me until the end of the age.
Takk at du við mér lukkar til enda tíðarinnar.
See, what I was doing was giving him praise and thanksgiving for the truth.
Tað sum eg gjorde var at takka og lovprisa honum fyri sannleikan.
That's why Joshua, he says, Joshua, do not let this book of law depart from your mouth.
Say, lat ikki sá lovbók fara burtu frá munnum tykkara.
Meditate on it day and night.
Grunda og hana dag og nátt.
Then you will be prosperous and successful.
Ta vera ditt etnosam.
See, isn't that cool?
It is cool.
That song, This Is How I Fight My Battles.
As a sangren, so is er det berjum munna bardiar.
We fight our battles by giving him thanks.
Vi sikra vi at geva honum lovsong.
We fight our battles by giving him praise.
Vi vinna okkara bardiar vi at geva honum prís.
That's why that song was written, quite literally.
Tui til orsøkjen til at sangren var skrivaver.
This is spiritual warfare.
Hetta er andalig krigsførsla.
I'm telling you, you can get free of disease this way. There are some kinds of disease that come against you because of things like self-hatred. I would tell you that a lot of autoimmune disease where the body comes against itself, it comes from things like self-hatred. It's speaking a curse over your own life. When you start blessing yourself instead of cursing yourself, you start getting free of that particular autoimmune disease. Now, I'm not saying that's always the case, but I'm saying that that's often the case. Now, I told you that I was going to need family to overcome, right? Hardest part for me discovering the truth was that the truth didn't feel true. How many times has someone told you, hey, I love you? And you feel like,
eh,
maybe you do. Anybody ever had that happen? Come on, I'm not the only one. Sometimes you're right, but sometimes you're all so wrong. The difficult thing about the truth is it doesn't always feel true. I've given you example after example today. When I told you that you have power to set people free from the devil. Now, that's what the scriptures teach. But we have a hard time believing it. Because it doesn't feel true. Your feelings are not always true. You have to change the way you think. So, me giving meditations of praise and thanksgiving every morning. I would say those words, thank you that you'll never leave me. And I would continue to say them over and over until I felt the truth of it. Now, remember when I had you thinking about your favorite dessert? I had you thinking about it until you felt the hunger and desire for that dessert. That's why we're told to meditate. Until your thoughts produce feelings. So for me, my new thoughts of God's love for me would produce feelings of peace and security. So instead of acting out and trying to control this other person in this other relationship, I could behave differently. Instead of smothering her and texting her, why aren't you texting me back? I could just walk away from it. She'll text me whenever she feels like it.
Hon sender meg SMS da hon føler at hun skal gjøre det.
I don't need her to text me right now.
Jeg har ikke prøvd at hun skal SMS at hun bare nå.
See, it actually changes your behavior.
Hette brøyter til en atfer.
Let me tell you how Christians do warfare.
La meg si deg hvordan kristne gjør krigsførselen.
I don't mean this to be an insult.
Jeg mener at det skal ikke være til å sære deg om.
But I think this is common.
Men jeg holder at det nok så vanlig.
Many Christians
Nek tryggvande
train for their spiritual battle.
Fyrega sig till andliga bardian.
By fighting in a spiritual battle.
Och fyrega berjas I en andlig bardia.
That sounds like a very poor training technique.
Hata viskas man öliga löjen mate att vänja sig till på.
How many of you would go into a physical war?
Hur snägt vad tycker hon hade färd I en fysisk strui?
Having no training for that war.
Ich habe nager fyrega till ta krutcha.
With the expectation that you'll learn how to fight.
Og for vi du forventninger at du først vinner
by fighting in the war.
Vi berjast I krigen.
Don't you think it would be smart
det ikke mer gløkt
to train with your sword
prøve berjast vi dine svøre
and become familiar with the sword
og komme kjenne svøre
before you have someone to fight with that sword
or to be in a grand berjast vi som svøre noen.
You see, that's what I'm giving you the tools to do. I'm giving you tools to train for your battles. So that when that spirit of fear and rejection comes, you're ready and prepared to tell it where to go. And you'll fight your battle by saying,
Och du berjas du en ötta, vill jag säga.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jag säger, tack, Jesus.
I have nothing to fear.
Jag har inte att ötas.
Because you have given me eternal life.
För du har givit mig evigt liv.
Thank you, Jesus. I do not need to be afraid of somebody rejecting me.
Tack, Jesus, att jag inte nöjdes att ötas att någon ska vräka mig.
Because you will never leave me.
För du först aldrig från mig.
Do you get this?
Skiljer det?
See, we've all heard about doing spiritual warfare.
Vi har hört om att göra andra krigsförslag.
But most of us have never really been given the tools to do this.
Men flest av oss har inte fått några anbefalningar till att göra det.
So I told you about this journal.
Så säger du att du har en sådan journal nå?
Remember how I said you don't really need this journal?
Jag säger att du kan ta ordentligt bruk för det som.
You can do this on your own.
Du kan göra det själva.
However, I would be happy to make money off of you buying my journal. But I'm serious. If you can't afford this, you don't need it. You have all the tools you need to overcome. And let me just put the nail in the coffin on this. Here's how I know you're capable of overcoming every obstacle.
Hat im Morgen zum weit at it refer für der sicher und ötlung.
Okay.
Für Motgang.
In the scriptures it says,
Skriften säger då,
the truth will set you free.
A some legend said that they can free.
Now, when my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ,
to my brother or sister I Aaron
would say those words to me,
see as your or until me.
I just wanted to slap them across the face.
To have it something slow they were under them.
Ever been in a struggle?
Now going very on a bar in struya.
And they say, well, the truth will set you free, brother.
Men at some legends can say that they frotsa.
I want to look at him and go, well, the truth will set you free.
Yeah, some legends can say that they free.
See, they always leave out the first part where it says, then you will know the truth.
Tek loyma ta fista passion to ska chenna some legend.
And the truth will set you free.
Or some legends ska jer de free.
You see, to know the truth.
At chenna some legend.
Is a Semitic term.
A
Hebrew term.
A Hebraic uttryck.
It's first used when it says that Adam knew Eve.
Och det första för brukt att Adam kände Eva.
That means he had sex with Eve.
Han hade sex samma vid Eva.
It's an intimate kind of knowledge.
An intim slä av att känna.
So when it says that you will know the truth,
att du skall känna sanningen,
we're not talking about a truth that's just lodged up here between your brain and between your ears.
Det är inte bara sanningen som ligger någonstans uppe mellan öronen.
We're talking about the kind of truth that's gone from a place of knowing.
If it's not man sanningen som kommer från ett ställe här till känna det
in your head,
vi hörde någon
to feeling in your heart.
Att du känna det utan hjärta.
then you will know the truth.
Ta kjenner du sannheten.
And the truth will set you free.
Ta setter sannheten deg fri igjen.
You know, at first when I would have these negative emotions,
jeg begynte vi ta hei sånne negative kjenslene,
they would come crashing down on me like a tsunami.
Ta kom takk som en flow alt i livet mitt.
And they would just pummel me.
Og det knuste meg.
And during that time I had to learn something.
Ta måtte jeg lære noe.
I would call it riding the wave.
Ta være at lære at være å roe oss i altene.
See, every wave eventually dissipates, right?
For einstak alt hon fanar ut.
The same thing is true of every emotion.
Og så every atlan chancellor nicena.
Fear and panic.
Panikk og angst.
It eventually dies down.
Fyr at lasetna så fanar da borste.
That's why I would say wait till the end of the night to ask yourself that question.
Bui to senda bui at endan av den og sedan hans brunjen.
Wait till after the emotions have died down.
Bui until tensna have is lagt der.
So that you can begin to evaluate that emotion.
So to kan analysera.
But here's the cool thing. As I began to renew my mind.
So me byrja endur nýja mitt sinna.
Now when that tsunami would come.
Nú to andan flow all down chamber.
It didn't feel like a tsunami.
So føltist det som ein flow all down.
Felt like a light splash.
Ta var som ein lúta plask.
I mean, think about it.
Hugsum ta.
We're told that the enemy, his name is Beelzebul.
We have lost at Fujin at Beelzebul.
Do you know what that means?
Meta de katamester.
Lord of the flies.
Og te gudurin at harren er flóunum.
How big are his minions?
Kussu størst er valdajon.
Right?
Sanat.
That's what it feels like when you've renewed your mind.
Solas chenda ta tu hevur endurnu ja tu sinna.
The thing that used to come crashing down on you.
Ta sum plat er koma krosta ta niður.
Now you're kind of like
bzzz.
Get away from me.
Fer bushramar.
And that's what it's like.
Solas elta.
It's not that I don't deal with rejection and abandonment today. It just doesn't hold the same power over me.
Men det hevur ikki sama vald yvir meg longer.
And I'm telling you the same can be true for you.
Och se att det här tas samma sanningen kan vara väldigt för dig.
Let's talk about some of the promises of God again.
Låt oss ta några som några Guds löften.
In this life you will have trials.
Och I här som livet färd det har runt dig.
But I have overcome this
Men
world.
Men jag har besegrat hendan heim.
I have overcome this
jeg
world.
Jag har besegrat och här som heim.
In the book of Revelation.
Och I Uppenbarelsen.
There are letters written to seven different churches.
Her brev skriver til sju ymske samkommer.
And you're going to find a common phrase in every single letter written to the seven different churches.
Og til fyrir søgja ein annan ein setning sum skriva til alla til ymske samkommer.
Do you know what that phrase is?
Við at kun hesa setningar er.
To him who overcomes.
Men til han sum sigrar.
I will give.
Til han fer eg at geva.
Did you know that?
Nei, det mestu tað.
Come here, look at this. This is so cool.
Hey, get to here.
So in the church of, let's see, the Ephesian church.
Til Ephesus.
We're told that they had lost their first love.
At they have missed their first love.
Revelation 2:7 says this.
Uppenbarelsen 2:6 säger.
But to him who overcomes,
men til han som sigrar,
he will eat from the tree of life.
Honum skal eg geva eta av lussens træi.
Which is in the paradise of God.
Sum er í paradísi Guds.
How many of you would like to do that?
Kvar tekur nei vilja gerast ta?
Do you know who gets to do that?
Kvar tekur kvar sleppur at gera ta?
To him who overcomes.
Til hann sum sigrar.
Now, I'll make this point in a second. Let's keep going. Let's just go through the seven letters. Look at this. To the people of Smyrna.
Til tey samkomnu Smyrna.
He says, now we're told that some of them are going to be thrown into prison.
And see the nurker where at fact we think house
and God is asking some of them to be faithful unto death
or good be some that are were true first till day
no promise of deliverance
aren't you lift him over for lost
no promise of being set free like Peter
aren't you lift him over set free yet and so Peter
do you know what he tells them
we that God and see with they
to him who overcomes
till han och sigrar
He will not be hurt by the second death.
Han skal ikkje vera særtur av hin og sætna deia.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Løyer det.
In Pergamum.
Pergamos.
We're told that that was where the throne of Satan resided.
Her sum hasat at Jevelsens Satans vær.
This is actually an interesting piece of trivia here.
Det nokso overst her.
Do you know what the throne of Satan was?
Vet du vad hasat Satans var?
It was an altar built to Zeus.
Det var ett altar som var byggt till Zeus.
Did you know that Adolf Hitler?
Vet du att Adolf Hitler?
At the height of his power.
Han hade det mesta av allt.
Had the Pergamum monument.
Hey, a Pergamum monument.
Brought down brick by brick.
Som var tigen I sten för sten.
And rebuilt in Berlin.
Och uppåt byggt I Berlin.
The throne of Satan is in Berlin.
At hasat Satans var I Berlin.
It's actually still there to this day.
Det är ändå där ute.
I've seen it.
Jag har sett det.
You can go to the museum and see it in
there. Du kan gå till museum och se det här.
That doesn't have anything to do with this message, but I just think it's kind of cool.
Det är inte något så cool.
Well, we're told that they had a false teacher.
Det hette en falsk lärare.
That would lead people to eat food sacrificed to idols.
Som för att få folk att äta mat som var offrade till avgudar.
And according to one of the early church fathers,
och en av samkomfäderna,
Clement of Alexandria, the people of Pergamum would commit strange acts of sexual immorality.
At säger att folk I Pergamum hade löjen sexuell ritual.
But here's what Jesus says to them.
Men här är det som Jesus säger till dig.
To him who overcomes.
Till han som segrar.
I will give some of the hidden manna.
Ska det ge av näka du fjälta manna.
I will give him a white stone.
Ska ge honom en kvitan sten.
And a new name written on it.
Och namn skriva stenen.
Which no one knows but he who receives it.
Som ingen känner utan han och färdiga.
See, I don't know what this stuff even means.
Jag an ska heta betyder.
But I know it's something personal between God and you alone.
Men jag vet att det är personligt mellan Gud och dig.
It's something he gives to you and to no one else.
Och kurs man ger till tuin och onkan annan.
But who does he give it to?
Men kvön ger han det till?
Him who overcomes.
Han som segrar.
In the church of Thyatira.
Thyatira, till samkomna här.
Many gave into a teaching by a self-proclaimed prophetess.
Nek lustau efter lärna tro en är självsagt är profetinna.
Jesus calls her Jezebel.
Jesus kallar henne för Jezebel.
We're told that she teaches the deep things of Satan.
Hon lär det djupa av Satan.
You ever hear people who want to sound really spiritual?
Det hörs någon folk som vill låta som det öle andali.
Well, that church over there, they don't teach. Annars
kommer här även att lära dig. Inte neg.
But we teach the deep things.
Men vi lär det djupa.
You see how arrogant that sounds?
Hör det hur arrogant det låter?
Well, she taught the deep things of Satan.
Hon lärde de djupa tingen om Satan.
And she also encouraged sexual immorality.
Hon edjade även till sexuella
But here's what Jesus says.
Men det som Jesus säger.
To him who overcomes.
Men han som segrar.
I will give you authority over nations.
Skal edge av vald yvir tjóvum.
I will give him the morning star.
Skal gev honum morgunstjørnuna.
You see, I don't know what that thing is either.
Evat heldi skal hetta betyðir.
But I kind of want it.
Men eg vil hava ta.
Don't you?
Vil eg tíja hesin ta?
The church in Sardis.
Sardis.
They were known for their good deeds.
They were kjent fyrir sinna góðu gjerningar.
But never experienced the power of God.
Men kjent og upplevd ongan til kraft Guds.
To bring about transformation.
As koma við einar brøyting.
This is the church we're talking about.
Hetta er tann samkoman sum vit tosa
We're told that they held to a form of godliness.
Tey heldu seg til ein form av godlighet.
To him who overcomes.
Tann er sigrar.
He will be clothed in white garments.
Skal vera látin í hvít klæði.
I will not erase his name from the book of life.
Og skal ikki strika navn hans úr úr bók lífsins.
Oh, and here's the coolest part.
Og ta coolasta er her.
I will confess his name before my father and his angels.
Og skal kennas við navn hans fyrir fæir mínum og fyrir englum hans.
Let me just paint a picture of what this looks like.
Lat meg mála fyrir tykkum ein mynd kussu hetta sér út.
Paula, come here. Come here. I know you don't want to get in front of people. I keep making you do this, but just humor me for a second. Come here.
Come here, Paula.
Okay. I want you to do this. This is what Jesus is going to do.
Hetta er sum Jesus fer að gera.
For the person who overcomes.
Til tann sum sigrar.
Says he's going to announce and declare who you are.
Hann skal kunngera og segja hvar tú ert.
In front of the Father.
Framan fyrir Faðirnum.
So Jesus would be standing right next to you.
So Jesus stendur beint við sína ráð.
And he's going to say, Father.
Hann segir Faðir.
I've got somebody to introduce to you.
Eg havi nakran sum eg vil introducera þér fyrir.
This is Paula.
Hetta er Paula.
I need to tell you about what she's overcome.
Jag vill säga till dig vad hon har besegrat.
Do you know that there are creatures that are going to be near the Father?
Vet att det är skapningar som är tätt vid Fadern.
Revelation calls them angels, but they're actually more than that.
Och Gud kallar skriften kallar därför änglar, men det är mer än det.
These kind of creatures were the kinds of creatures people would be tempted to worship.
Det är tärsle av skapningar som människor vill falla ner och tillbe.
I mean, you're being brought before the presence of the king.
De kommer fram, du har kommit fram för kungen.
And angels that display so much glory.
Och änglar som utstrålar sådan
glöd. That you will want to bow down before.
Att du vill böja dig ner för
Herren. But Jesus is going to stand you up and say,
Jesus
no.
Jesus ska dig och säga nej nej nej.
You need to look up.
Du ska hitta upp.
Don't hide your face.
Inte fjäll ansiktet.
You stand upright and look tall.
Du står rätt upprätt upp. Vi driver.
He says, Father.
Han säger Fader.
This is what Paula overcame.
Hette det som Paula hade sigrat.
Now when she was on the earth,
då hon var på jorden,
many people looked at her and they thought, well, how could she struggle with that?
Då möjligen när folk har huggt efter henne och har undrat, hur kan hon struggas vid det?
They didn't know where she came from.
De vet inte kvinnan hon kom.
But I'm here to tell you the trauma.
Here, see it in that trauma.
And show you how proud you should be of her.
Och visa dig hur stolt du ska vara av henne.
Because she faced life.
Du hon kom stå andligt
and overcame it.
Vi lever och sikrar.
You see, God gets the bragging rights for you overcoming.
Och Gud, Jesus är han som får rätten över att stolt över.
He gets to be proud of you.
Han är han som kan vara stolt för dina vägnar.
You see. We're all accustomed to praising God for his goodness.
Vi är vana att prisa Gud för hans gudskap.
But he is now singing your praises
men
to the Father.
Han sjunger nu tun till pris för Fadern.
I mean, are you getting this?
Skilja det.
That's the coolest thing you could ever have happen.
Det är det coolaste som kan hända.
You see, you know how I know you can overcome? You know how I know that you could be standing in this place in Jesus declaring your name before the Father and the
angels?
Because God would never tell us to overcome something. He didn't already know we were capable of overcoming. I mean, do you think he's going to let you take a test? That he knows you're just going to fail? No, he gives you tests because he wants to prove the metal that you're made of. I mean, this is what Job's life was about. Job passed the test.
Job stole röntgena.
See, there are some things God doesn't immediately deliver us from.
Det är några ting som Gud inte bara vägen utfrågar oss från.
And it's because he wants this opportunity.
Han vill ha hända möjligheten.
He wants to announce in front of his Father and all the angels.
Han vill kungöra för Fadern och alla änglarna sinom.
Who you are.
Kvar du är.
What you've come from.
Kvar du är kommit från.
And what you've overcome.
Och kvar du har sigrat.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Det är flott, va?
Thank you, Paula. The Philadelphians.
Till samkomna I Philadelphia.
We're told that they had persevered and held fast to what they'd been taught.
De sikra och höll fast vid det som de hade lärt.
Their reward seemed assured.
Och lönen som de skulle få verkade trygg.
To him who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. He will not go out from it anymore. I will write on him the name of my God. The name of the city of my God. The New Jerusalem. Which comes down from heaven. From my God. With my new name. The Laodiceans. We get compared to them in the West the most often. We're told that they were lukewarm. To him who overcomes. I will grant to him. To sit down with me on my throne. You see, he saved a couple of seats.
Han har gömt några plats.
for the person who overcomes.
Til tann sum sigrar.
I mean, this should give you hope.
Hetta skuldi gevi tykkum von.
See, there are some things in life that you're wanting God to just take away.
Til nøgur tingu lúnum sum við ikki bara Gud skal taka burtur.
And he could.
Og ta kunti hann gerst.
But if he just took it away,
men sum bara tók ta burtur,
he would also take away the reward.
So ein asan tíja lúnum na burtur.
That he knows you're capable of obtaining.
Sum hann veit at tú ert førur fyri at uppnáa.
And he desperately wants to give you all of these rewards.
Och han vill verkligen släppa ge vad här att ta lön.
You see, it's his ambition and his desire to give you these things.
Tron och långslen John att ge vad allt detta.
And he's given us every tool we need to overcome.
Och han ger vi och tolen när vi har bruk för det för att
everything you need is written right here.
Allt som du har bruk för är skriva på här.
Your meditations will literally allow you to overcome these obstacles.
To grumtar or as attention if it a hjälpa till här a sickness and thinking.
If that's not good news?
Om det inte är goda budskapet.
Then I don't know what is.
Så vet inte vad det är.
All right. Stand up with me.
Rises.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you that I am an overcomer.
Tack att jag är en segrande.
Say those words yourself.
See his orange shoulder.
God, today I commit myself.
God, idag så övergiver mig själv.
To believing in myself.
Att tro på mig själv.
Because you do.
Du tar just du.
And you don't believe anything that's wrong.
Och du tror inte på något som är fel.
If you believe in me, Father,
Fader, om du tror på mig,
then I have no right to believe in anything else.
Så har jag inte rätt att tro på något annat.
I commit myself to believe in myself.
Att tro på mig själv.
Amen.
Amen.
Isn't that exciting?
Det är spännande.
Do you think God ever has a thought in his head that's not true?
Hallar det att Gud någon här en sann en tanke och synd hade som inte satt där.
Well then if he thinks you can overcome.
Men han hälter att du kan sikra.
Guess what that means?
Vad vita dig att happen här att toja.
You can overcome.
Att du kan sikra.
All right, grab a seat.
Sit down after.
I've been asking my friends to get some words for you guys.
Jag har spurt vänner som har fått några ord till dig.
I told you that we'd pray for the sick.
Jag har sagt att vi skulle be för dem sjuka.
And so we're going to.
Och så färdar vi.
All right, ministry team, come up here real quick.
Det som är till tjänst att komma fram helt kött.